Blog Talk Radio.
Out in the field, heading down here to see some Sasquatch search for a traditional Labor Day weekend show. I didn't want to be out of breath, but hold on a minute. This is why I started walking earlier before the show started, so that I wouldn't be out of breath. And of course, on this stupid street, all you'll be hearing is a bunch of dogs barking. I did scratch my talons along the white marble coffin to bring you yet again another year of Labor Day weekend. So not just a show live, but another Labor Day weekend show where some explanation will be in order in a minute here. No, they're about to hound as well. Do you see how these dogs never, ever learn when I walk down the street? I've been walking down the street for 13 years, and they still constantly bark. Loving the mailman and me. Do you want to be on my show live? This is where I go outside and ask people if they want to be on the live Labor Day weekend show, Night Owls Radio. So, to explain for some of you that did not grow up with the fishbowl donations, you all grew up with Jerry Lewis, though, the Jerry Lewis Telethon in America, which occurred every Labor Day weekend. So, as you can obviously already tell with those dogs barking, I am out in the great blue yonder with the white clouds. Shut up! The dog could not have me live forever immortalized. The famous Miss X telling the dogs to be quiet. We're coming up on a lovely green, lush, green treed street, shady street, you might say, like old time radio this is. I hope that the signal's coming in okay with all the wind out here. It has been pretty windy. You grew up with the Jerry Lewis giving, so I always encourage you this Labor Day weekend to continue the tradition as we do. I do. I do anyway, on Night Owls Radio every year, to give to your charity that you feel strongly about. Give to a charity, a group, a person, an individual, even better, that you want to help out. And just do that this weekend. We don't have any stories. We don't do any little drama segments here. interviewing people unless we find somebody here out on the street who has to go Bigfoot looking with us, Sasquatch searching, but we don't have to interview the who we're giving the money to or, you know, what charity. But you know, if you see them out there this weekend, the traditional end of summer weekend, oh, and what a long, hot, humid summer it's been. Give to your charity this weekend, not just at Christmas time. So there used to be this big fishbowl. It was a glass, I suppose it was probably plastic fishbowl, that the local news station in Cleveburg, the tiny home of Miss X, in Cleveburg, they would take out this big fishbowl. And if you've listened to the show for any number of years, I'm sorry I'm repeating myself, I do have to turn to the north, to the south, to the west. Wait, to the west, this way, and to the east, which I just did out here on the street. Sort of a rural street, they call it. A lot of overgrown grass. Oh, my. As they broadcast all over the world, I turn to all four directions of this planet. Gorgeous, white, puffy clouds where I am right now. Live Labor Day weekend. They had this fishbowl, as I was saying. I interrupted three times now, as usual. And they would take donations all Labor Day weekend long. They brought it out in front of the TV station. It was so fun. So fun. So we continue that here until you get out your own little fishbowl if you have one. Get a bowl. Take donations for your favorite charity. And then make sure you send it to the charity. Some that I would suggest, anything to do with anybody who has an illness, we're eradicating all illness on Night Owls Radio. Give to those charities. Give to anything that has to do with people and hunger. Hunger, food, lack thereof. Food and lack thereof is the worst feeling you can imagine. And I've been there more times than I care to have been. So if you've ever been in that position, you know what it's like to be really, really hungry, where it starts to affect your brain and your feelings type of hunger. Hunger and coldness, I'd have to say, are the two worst. So give to those charities. If you please. Okay, we're coming up on. I don't know what I was saying this before the show started tonight, this live broadcast. I don't know why we keep coming to, well, I do know why. It's because Miss X has no car. Because of Miss X's lack of a car, and because of the fact that none of you have given to my car donation in any type of real amount since 2008. That's right, I've been without a car since 2008. That's why we keep going to the same area where there have been Sasquatch sightings. So every Labor Day weekend live here on Night Owls Radio, we seem to keep coming to the same spot. So this time I'm going to turn down the path going the other direction. Rather than going to the right, I'm going to go to the left, which leads us down into just the creepy area where there's, I've told you about this before, where there's this ravine, and this is where I didn't hear any birds. I wasn't sure if it was the squirrels in the trees, but I heard and sensed, if you've ever had that sense, that Sasquatch might be by. Just the sense of Sasquatch, if you've been out here ever looking for him, like I have, and we have, well, that hidden creature referred to as Sasquatch, it's big and brown and tall and furry, with very long fur, and by the way, this is, and I've told you this before, too, on past Labor Day shows, Labor Day weekend shows, come all who labor, and this is where you're going to rest. I give you all the credit in the world as you can get up every day and go to work, day after day, year after year. Well, I'm out here as a vagabond looking at a beautiful garden trellis right now and beautiful green leaf tree. Oh, so beautiful. I wish I could take a picture. I will take a picture. It will be posted later after the show at Facebook, The Miss X Show. Go to Facebook, enter The Miss X dot show. Don't forget to put the dot. The Miss X dot show.
Miss X dot show.
So we're dancing in the grass here.
Oh, on the grass. Oh.
Mostly a thing. The only thing I ever see here really is deer. I see a lot of deer. I think might be one even now lurking over there at the woods. Oh, the leaves, the fall foliage is already beginning to fall.
Oh.
Right ahead of me here, one just fell goldenly to the path, to the ground. A beautiful yellow-orange leaf lit by the sun, looked like gold, fell goldenly in a spiral to the ground.
Goldenly spiral to the ground.
Okay, we don't have anybody to ask how much money are you going to put in the fishbowl?
How much?
Because there's nobody out here. Because it's not Saturday yet, so there's nobody out here giving donations.
Shame on you.
Oh, there will be photos of this live in the field, live on Night Owls Radio podcast for the search for Sasquatch, our traditional, new tradition we've created here on Night Owls Radio. A few years ago we started it, looking for Sasquatch and Bigfoot on Labor Day weekend, because most of the time I can't get out during the summer, so I have to wait to the very last weekend of summer, which is Labor Day weekend right now. We're tripping through this crap. Right now I'm walking pretty slowly through this. It's not a field because it's cut grass, lovely green grass, sort of, it's an open field. Here's the cicadas in the trees. Put the microphone up so you can hear. I know that it's a lot of times it's really hard to pick up sound on here, which is very unfortunate because I'm sure you heard the big loud barking dog, but you didn't hear all the other sounds as we creep nearer and nearer to the woods, nearer and nearer, as the man in the movie The Godsend said. Super creepy one, The Godsend. Okay, this looks like a person standing over here. And this is what happens when you're looking for something and your mind starts playing tricks on you, which could account for a lot of these Sasquatch sightings that people claim to see. Here's a bunch of broken branches on the floor, on the ground, I should say, beige and brown. It's not a person standing there, but from a distance, that's what it looks like without my eyeglasses on. It's a oak tree. I believe that's an oak, and part of the trunk of the tree. Oh, that's bizarre. It's not the trunk of the tree. Part of the tree itself has either been sawed off or broken off in one of the major electrical lightning storms, thunderstorms that we've had recently. And it left the inside, you know, the beige-colored part of the tree. So from a distance, okay, from a distance, that looked like a person standing there. Okay, so now I'm already getting a little apprehensive and freaked out as I'm walking and talking at the same time. Broadcasting live on Night Owls Radio, this is your hostess, the mysterious Miss X. And the search for Sasquatch. The mysterious Sasquatch. You think that Sasquatch doesn't come up to these areas where there's a park and people? There's not a lot of people here. The most we'll ever get in this area is maybe 30 people gathered at a time. This is mostly, I'll describe it, a walking area, walking path, and a beautiful orange monarch butterfly just flew in front of me. Now, you know about supernatural orange monarch butterfly thought it is, that is a spiritual sign of someone visiting you from the spiritual realm, or, you know, just a memory of someone that flew right in front of me. So we don't see Sasquatch, we get to see this beautiful orange monarch butterfly. Where did he, she go? This is another weird thing. They fly in front of you, and then they just disappear. Then I don't see them. I follow where they went, it looked like it was sitting, going to go and sit on one of these beautiful green leaf branches. Oh, I just get overwhelmed out here in nature. Don't you? I don't know why I bother to talk on the show. No one ever gets back to me. They never leave any comments. So leave comments below on blogtalkradio.com, Miss X. It's very simple to do so. Especially if you're on Facebook or any social media, you can leave me a comment right below the show. You just click on blogtalkradio.com, Miss X, and the show that you listened to, and leave me a comment. Because nature overwhelms me. I don't know about you. We're trying to find out. But the monarch butterfly just disappeared, and it did again. This has happened to me a lot. You see it? It's there. You follow it with your eye to this branch of this green branch of this tree where it should be in our logic of this earth, should be. But we don't talk about the logic of this earth here. We don't just talk about supernatural events, things that are called supernatural because they're odd. They don't have any explanation for what we're used to seeing in this world. Come near to me. Don't adhere to me. The only thing I want to adhere to me is beautiful goldenness. It's kind of thicker green branch trees over here. It's dark beneath because it goes down this ravine. That's what I'm looking at right now. Before we talked about you could possibly sleep under this bridge, but I don't know how well hidden you would be. I'm walking over the bridge now. Walking over the bridge. I'm going to the left and not the right. This is about the same spot we were in last time I did the show, which I guess would have been last year, Labor Day weekend. When we were out here in search of Sasquatch. Something that can scare you when you're looking for Sasquatch. Two people went by on what looks like a unicycle, a modern-day unicycle. I've never seen those before. It's like one little wheel. Two of them went by on about, I'd estimate, less than 30 miles from this location that I am broadcasting from right now live. There was either UFO sightings or Sasquatch sightings. Didn't I tell you that I couldn't broadcast the show last year around July, end of July, when I was so certain I was out looking at Lake Erie, which we're facing right now, the Erie Lake, Lake Erie, and there was, I'm not going to put that piece of dog poop on here. Nope, good thing I don't have my camera turned on for that. We don't need to see a picture of that. There were white flashing lights on Lake Erie, and I saw them. So I'm transfixed. And I'm just looking transfixed, certain, absolutely certain, as I don't say in this voice, certain that they were spacecraft. Turned out to be, what it turned out to be, I believe, is they had Japanese lantern festival going on. So all the lanterns were let loose on Lake Erie that night. Those were lanterns. Well, those were some pretty big lanterns, and they weren't balloons either. But when you'd see them together like that and grouped together across on Lake Erie, just floating out there in the sky on the Erie Lake, what would you think? Now, they were really loud here. It's a good thing they didn't do this on Labor Day weekend, because I don't know about where you live, but where we are, where Miss X is at, where Miss X is, there's about about 14 different festivals, which I love, the outdoor festivals, things going on Labor Day weekend. And the reason I had this broadcasting at 2:30 on Eastern time was I was hoping that you would get a chance to listen or to possibly hear some of the U.S. Air Force airplanes. And as soon as I said that, I can hear one scraping through the sky. I'm going to turn the volume up. You have the annual air show every year, except last year when the world was hit, the entire planet Earth was hit with an epidemic. This year, the air show is back, and gorgeous wood forest path I'm leading up to right now. The golden sun is just coming through the green of the leaves on the trees. It's so beautiful. Why is Miss X still a miss? A miss, not a miss, A-M-I-S-S, but a miss as in not married. Why am I out here alone doing this when there should be a man here with me? You know, it's so sad because there were hosts right here on Blog Talk Radio who said they were going to be around a long time looking for Bigfoot. They would go out in Georgia, in southern Ohio, in other states south, and all point south, and they would go out on weekend excursions, which I don't have enough discipline to do. I can only do these day excursions looking for Bigfoot. Now, I have been out here once at night looking for Bigfoot, but just got a really creepy feeling, kind of like I have in this area right now. Radio of the mind, I know you're picturing me out here now in these woods with Sasquatch, but it's just so sad because they were radio friends of mine, and the main person that did it ended up passing away at a very young age. And so what I say for that is keep looking for Sasquatch. While you're alive on this planet Earth, we will try to solve the mysteries. We don't just talk here, we solve the mysteries. A lot of these can be solved with people wearing fur capes, fur outfits, putting on their gorilla suits and going out. Doesn't even look like a gorilla. Putting on a Bigfoot suit and going out and just ruining it for the people that really have seen things that are just unexplainable. One of the things you want to look for or listen for, and this more has to do with listening, is when you're out here in the woods, as I'm coming up to four smaller tree trunks, and a larger oak trunk, which I'm thinking again is an oak tree. See, you wouldn't know having lived here for so many decades. Oh, you remember I was Miss X in Maine. I was up in Maine. There is some footage of me up in Maine walking by those woods in Maine. I haven't looked into how many Bigfoot sightings there have been in Maine. But amazingly, I believe there have been some even way up here in Maine. When I was way up here in Maine this past summer, just a few months ago, I was in Maine. I got some footage of me walking. Again, you're going to have to look at Facebook, The Miss X Show. Facebook, The Miss X dot show. Send me a friend request. Take a look at the photos. It's not photos, it's video. I have live video from me in Maine, Miss X in Maine. You want to listen, as I was saying. Talk about listening. You want to listen when you're in the woods like I am right now for these knocks, sound of knocking on trees. Now, that's supposed to be a certain sign of Sasquatch, SSS, sign of Sasquatch. When you hear knocking on the trees out here, it could be Sina! Sasquatch. Oh, my friend Karen from Australia just commented on my photo. Thank you, Karen. Karen and I have been friends through the mail as pen pals since guess what year?
What?
You're never going to believe it. Guess what? 1982. Since 1982, that's almost 40 years now, I've had a chance to meet her. We've never met in person. And we have maintained a friendship for almost 40 years only via mail and phone call and video. Woo! Clap, applause. Isn't that amazing? Woo! Yes, 40. Next year it will be 40 years. Oh, she's so amazing. We would give each other presents through the mail, kept up on our lives, all of our lives for 40 years since we were little kids. We have been pen pals through the mail. And now, of course, online for all these years. Now, when the invention of the internet came about, we were able to get online and communicate. All the way from Australia, all the way up here, 16,000 miles separate us, 16,000 miles away. That's my friend. I think it's 16,000. The knocks that you hear in the woods here have been, I have spotted woodpecker. Sometimes it's a woodpecker. If you look up on the tree, most of the time when you hear that kind of hollow, you hear that hollow tapping sound, knock, it's a loud, it's not tapping, it's a loud knocking sound. That's usually
a woodpecker.
But for the people that have seen Bigfoot or seen a weird creature bent over, sort of crouched down, looking like, you know, brown long fur, they say that Bigfoot will make those noises. It'll come up to your camp. This is why I do not camp outside. No way am I camping in my little tent and having any kind of thing that's referred to as Bigfoot coming up there and ripping apart the tent, knocking on the tent, hitting the walls of your enclosure. If you're in a cabin, say, they're hitting on the walls of your cabin. Now, I do want to get away to a little cabin. That would be great for this weekend. Do you hear that noise here? Listen. Way off in the distance, you can hear the plane. They start, I think, at 3 o'clock. Duh, I should have put the show at 3 and not 2:30. We'll be on the air for a few minutes past 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time, in order for you to listen to the planes and the air show going by. That's just our little American thing. We have air shows over Labor Day weekend. Say hi to all my relatives in Slovakia. I have it right. Slovakia, the name of the country now. Changes names a lot. I don't think Bigfoot's going to be down here where there's a lot of walking stone steps. I'm in front of the stone steps. Oh, am I in good enough shape to walk down these and get back up? Probably not. But I'm going to attempt it, and here I go. Because Miss X has always been a daredevil. Daredevil, I'm not down a few of these steps. They lead down this ravine. No, I don't even see as much as a squirrel here right now. But about 30 miles east of here, 30 miles due east, was where people supposedly saw Sasquatch. And there was a film on YouTube of a guy on a motorcycle or some kind of motorized vehicle going through the forests. Like that. Frantic. Real fast. All the green trees on either side of them whirring by. And then you would see something that looked black, almost black, brownish. And that was supposed to be Sasquatch, Bigfoot. But you know, the creature's not venturing up over here, my dears. Not today, not this Labor Day weekend, or at least not today. Stay tuned for about 2 more minutes past the 3 o'clock hour when I will have, hopefully, well, no, actually a little less, I was right, 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes now, have the sound of the air show. And until next time, remember, Give whatever you can this Labor Day weekend, and let me know what charity you gave to, so we continue what Jerry Lewis started back in the 1940s by making Labor Day weekend the giving weekend, where you give to your charity. How about people that are in pain, just because you've never experienced pain, when someone you love or someone you know has experienced it, that's when you'll want to give. Look at this beautiful yellow leaf on the thorn green. Don't wait until someone you know has experienced hunger or pain. Just give this weekend. Get out your boots, your fish, your bowl for some donations and give to those charities, please. And until next time, still waiting for Sasquatch. This is Miss X. In the words of She-Beast on the back. I said, I'll be back, and until then, happy screams. Happy screams. And before you turn off, we have 10 more seconds. We're going to be going into overtime for those in the archives that are listening. And I did not listen to the show live. Maybe a little bit of the air show as we go out. And I'm still out here in the woods. Green, green woods. Happy Labor Day weekend. Happy for all those who labor year round. I appreciate you. Never forget. And you'll never walk alone. And I know, sing another song.